Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
I know we're not exhausted by political chat at the moment, which is a good thing because I've got some politics to bring to the table. You'll like this. Are you familiar with Labor's own Ann Arley?
Huh?
Anyone? Nope.
Mohammed
What about...
Oh, yes! Synergy!
What about Liberal politician Andrew Laming?
Yeah.
Where do we stand with
not a household name.
Neither of them are household names, but they have been brought to light over the weekend because they were on Sky News having a chat or a debate. And when the microphone went off and the news, the broadcaster wrapped them up and said, thank you, Anne and Andrew, for joining us, you could hear Anne say thank you and then turn around and go, what a nong.
Really?
She just called Andrew Laming a nong.
What's a nong?
Well, a nong is, I looked this up, in the Urban Dictionary, nong is Australian slang and it's used as a pretty mild or endearing insult. So it could have been an endearing insult she was giving him. It means a bit of a twit or an idiot.
Oh, so you can say to your nan, you can go.
You're not a nong.
I'm a nong.
You're a cute nong.
You're bloody nong.
You're a nonger.
You're a little nong. They've got an example here in the Urban Dictionary. The example is, hey mate, you put your tracky dacks on inside out, you silly nong.
Okay, that's actually a bigger issue.
Right.
You can't just be dismissive about a person who can't put their tracksuit pants on properly.
And in future, Fief, when you source things, Urban Dictionary is not that credible.
Do
just
you
know,
so you know. No, but see, nong, and you're right, Dave, nong is a word your nana might use. And this is that I like bringing back words that your nana used or your pop or just words that you used when you were growing up as a kid. Like I'd like to, in fact, 131060, let's make this a petition, words you would like to bring back.
Grouse.
Yeah, you never let go of grouse.
No, because it's a word that you shouldn't let go of.
Grouse.
You little nong.
Okay.
Oh, she does have her tracksuit pants inside out.
Let's keep it coming.
Can I bring back? What's up?
What's up? Fifi, Dave and Fev. Fif, what word was brought back in a Sky News debate over the weekend?
Yeah, two politicians were going at it when the broadcaster said, okay, thank you for your time, politicians. One of them, Ann Arley, didn't realise her mic was still on and said, what a nong. Nong. It's Australian slang for a twit or an idiot. Mm. And it is something that our grandparents might have used, and I think we should bring it back.
Twit's a good one too.
Twit's good.
Your twit. Twit.
Your twit. Now, we've said 131060 words you would like to bring back.
Dingbat.
Isn't that a font? Can't you change all your things to dingbat?
Flaming dingbat.
Georgia from Yarra Glen. Hi, Georgia.
Hi.
Georgia. Oh, how old are you, Georgia?
I'm 11, turning 12.
Whoa, well done. Look at you go. And you're ringing the radio and Melbourne are listening. Georgia, what word or saying would you like to bring back?
I'd like to bring back Cowabunga Dude.
Yes.
Yeah, very early retro. 90s, isn't it?
Michelangelo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, is that
Bart Simpson?
I thought it was Bart Simpson.
I mean, you know, it depends which side. You say tomato, I say I'm right.
Okay, Georgia, you can use that. Go out. Go to school today and say Cowabunga Dude.
When Georgia said she was 11, I thought, geez, I wonder what word she's bringing back.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, how funny is it to get retro? You've only lived through barely a decade and a bit.
Ben in Q. Hi, Ben.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good, Ben. Ben, what word do you want to hear again?
Oh, mate, drongo. Where the heck's drongo gone?
Yeah,
that's drongo. Dry as a
dead. No, not that one.
Isn't that
the last word on that sentence is not one you want to broadcast.
Dingo.
Yeah, no, there's
no,
another,
there's
bit
another
to
one. Yeah, just not. No,
it also starts with D, and you know what I'll be saying.
Oh, sorry, Michael. In Bath.
You be in charge of this little nong. Radio bit here.
Oh, you little nong
twit,
Michael. Hey,
hey guys, how are you?
Good, thank you, Michael. Michael, what word would you like to bring back?
Well, when I was little, my mum used to call me a silly duffer.
Oh, Michael, I've already brought that back. I was, I said that to Trixie all the time. You silly duffer.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a great one for kids, you silly duffer. So cute.
I'm going to say a little...
No, you don't.
Jack from Craigieburn. Hi, Jack.
How are you?
Good, Jack.
Hooroo.
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 That's a goodbye, isn't it? Oh. Or is that a hello?
Yeah. See you later.
No, yeah. It is. It's hooroo.
Hooroo.
I love hooroo.
Hooroo.
Yeah, that is. It's very...
Aussie.
Aussie, and I'd imagine a shearer saying that.
Up in the country, it's still very prevalent.
Hooroo's prevalent,
yeah.
Feb.
Oh, yeah. How many shearing stations have they new, Fee?
imagine that would be something you'd say out on the shearing station.
Do you?
Hooroo. I'm happy to bring it back. Gillian.
You are a duffer, mate.
Gillian from Werribee. Hi, Gillian.
How are you going?
Good, Gillian. What word would you like to bring back?
Pig's tits and ghoulie gum.
Okay, we're done.
Hey, I'd love to bring Greg back.
Would you? That's my first name.
Greg's a great name.
Greg end up there.
And Gary. Gary and Greg. Two Greg. Great names to bring back.
Hey, Greg, pig tits.
Fifi, Dave and Fev. Fifi, Dave and Fev's Wonga Park Open.
Feel it live at Australian Open 2017. Plan your summer at ozopen.com.
And for sure that's the focus. It's one of the great events in Melbourne, the Australian Open, but there is what we would consider a lead-up event.
Yeah, three more sleeps until I take down Hallie from Sunbury. She's a 13-year-old and I am reliving my under-14 Wonga Park Championship where I lost to a girl from Moorabbark. I went down 6-love, 6-love. We are going back in time. We are heading out to the Wonga Park tennis courts this Thursday.
And I'm coaching young Hallie, and as a good coach does, you look at the weather forecast because you want it to see if it's going to be a nice day, and really playing into our favour, Byron and Dave.
Looking good.
It's going to be 28.
Ooh.
Yeah, good luck, Fief.
Yeah, they're not the conditions that...
No.
They're not ideal for me. But, Fev, I love this because we were looking for roles for everyone in this. Obviously, my role will be to destroy Hallie. Byron is going to be head ball boy.
Never
you
agree to it.
You have taken on yourself to be Hallie's coach.
Yes.
Now, you are...
Super coach. What?
You are an elite athlete. You should be able to coach, even in this discipline that's not you're not that familiar with because you're not a tennis player.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what sport... It's easy to coach. I've got all sports covered.
We were all a bit nervous about this. Hallie was one-on-one with you doing physical tennis training. Now, unfortunately, you weren't able to get to some nets, so I believe you practiced on a totem tennis pole.
Yeah, we did. It's all about using what you've got on hand, and I did get a phone call from Rod Marsh from Australia to coach the Aussies because Darren Lehman's in a bit of strife, but I said no, Wonga Park, I need to coach Hallie. More important things to do, so...
Okay, so let's hear it. This is Fev coaching Hallie at Totem Tennis.
Welcome to our first training session. I am the king at this. I used to get this for Christmas off Santa every year, and I'd end up hitting the ball off it, so I thought we'd just train early. A few backhands, just step into it nicely. You look like you're getting a little bit bored.
No.
You don't want to be doing this?
No. Maybe we should go to an actual tennis court.
Oh, tennis court?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that might help.
Yeah, maybe.
Because you are playing tennis.
Yeah.
And this is not tennis.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, let's hit the course.
It's not entertaining.
Let's be honest, Fief. Our producers have really let the ball slip there, and it is a Monday, but we'll let that slip.
But that was just people hitting a ball at each other for a minute.
Well, that's what happens in tennis, Byron, and when you're both good at it, she's obviously elite, I'm elite, and it just went, it was just a long rally.
I just
And we got a bit bored of it, as people in the car have probably got bored and switched over, but if you're still
I mean, Fev, I'm not blaming you. I mean, we're still making entertaining radio. Well, that's the idea.
Yeah, but
that
was tedious. But the thing is, the points aren't going to go for that long when she's playing against you. They were probably quick.
There we go. Okay, well, I know that was the physical side of your training, but you also did try to mentally challenge her because she's going to need that. I mean, I'm a trash talker from way back. I will destroy her mentally if she's not equipped.
Yeah, very true, Fief, and she's young, but not at heart. She's a fighter. So I thought I'd get, because you're well experienced, you're older, and you're a lot wiser. So I just try to give her a few tips.
Okay.
Hello.
Good morning, Hallie. It's your coach here, Fev. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you, Fev?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm really excited to be coaching you. And obviously when you play tennis, everyone's physical, but it always comes down, you know, the top five players in the world are very mentally strong. Now, they've all got the same physical attributes, but it's all about what's in your head. So I think we're going to go down the coaching of the mental, you know, the getting in face head, I reckon. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that should be fun and interesting.
Interesting. Well, I've got a few little things that maybe we might be able to distract Fief on the court if she starts getting on top. So the best thing to do is distract her with chocolates.
Oh, okay.
So I'll have some Cadbury's on the side, I'll have some chocolate bars, and if she starts winning a few points, we'll flick some chocolate over to you and you can serve that instead of the ball.
Okay, great enough.
And also, this is a good one. We can say Russell Brand or Catherine Kelly Lang is in the crowd.
Yep, Russell Brand and
Katie Lang. She's on Bold and the
Catherine
Beautiful.
Katie Lang.
And we need a workshop a nickname for yourself. Have you got a nickname?
I've got about 40 million.
Well, I've thought of a couple. Do you want to hear it?
Okay.
Highway to Hallie.
Oh, Highway to Hallie, okay.
Or Hallie Berry Good at Tennis.
Hallie Berry Good at Tennis. That's good.
Which one do you like the best? We'll go with, this is the one we're going to go with.
I think I like the Highway to Hallie.
All right, Highway to Hallie.
All right, Fev.
See you, mate.
See ya.
Well, tell you what, this...
Hey, this Byron, is good coaching. This is going to get right under Fief.
After the coaching and then after our little one-on-one mental style, game, set, match.
Anyway, it's on Thursday. We'll see how does that make you feel?
I'm not supposed to know your strategy. I now know the strategy.
See, in her head already.
Yeah, but I can immunise myself against what she's going to throw.
What you see on the paper is not what people dish up on the day.
Okay, there we go. Mind games.
Oh, I wish you were on the court. I really wish you were on the court.
I'd love to play you in a game of tennis.
Okay.
Okay, that's the... Let's do
that. I'd love to play you in a game of tennis. Step over, Hallie. The coach is on.
Okay, game on. That's the next game.
Wonga Park.
You can immunise yourself against her. She's a kid. She's not Zika.
Taste the victory. Feel it live at Australian Open 2017. 16th.
I'm going to destroy you.
Through the 29th of January.
Tennis is my realm, not yours.
Plan your summer at ozopen.com. The game is this Thursday.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Look, you would hope, Fief, that the breakfast show here, Fifi, Dave and Fev, were very much on the same page as the boys that drive you home, Hamish and Andy, wouldn't you? I mean, you would hope that that would occur.
Well, you would hope. Yeah, you would. Mind you, we have stars in our midst. I mean, we often speak to big bands that visit town, whether it is Drake, whether it is Mark Ronson. We have access to big stars right. who are touring, like Robbie Williams. We now have access to the star, or one of the stars, of a band that are about to tour, Cool Boys and the Frontman. And he's on the line right now. This is what is required, Byron. Don't look at me like that. I'm trying to big up a mate.
Big him up. Yep, no,
Hamish good. Blake, welcome to the show from Cool Boys and the Frontman. How
and
are
the
you,
star
brother?
Of Wrong Girl.
Oh, hey guys. Hamish Blake from Cool Boys and the Frontman here. Looking forward to getting down there and chatting with you guys on 94.1. No, FM.
Wrong one.
Oh, sorry, guys. I've got so many of these this morning. You know what it's like when you're a star, when you're a muso like this, you know, you got to do this publicity stuff. And one radio station, they just roll into one. I mean, I've been doing this for hours from my pad here in
now,
urban Melbourne.
Haim, the rumour around the office is that one of your band members has called for an hour and a half rehearsals every day. How are they going?
It's really interesting, Fib. The tricky thing about our band is we're probably polar opposite to a lot of other bands because I'm an electronic drummer, and he's now on bagpipes and Jack is on electric guitar. We're individual players forced into a team and we all want the glory, which means anytime we catch another band member rehearsing, it's a shameful thing in the band. Like, you can be really punished for rehearsing in the band because it says to the other band members, I'm trying to be the hero of the stage, which then threatens our own dominance at the top. So really... Yeah, this Andy's carries on a lot about rehearsing, which grinds my gears a bit because as far as I'm concerned, it's the least important thing for this tour. We've got so many things to think about. The two of us, merch, after party. and he's just like, oh, you know, what, he's just like bridges and choruses of the music and it just, you know what it's like when you get a nerd in your mix yes. and just drags the whole time.
And Haim, yes, your destiny, I mean, let's talk about the gigs. You've got the Wodonga Catholic College Year 10 formal.
Well, I lived up in Yarrawonga. I can help you out with an after
you
party there, big
fella. You should go. You should be a roadie, Feb. You've got the Rankin Springs pub.
Well, it'd be the second time that Feb and I were at a Year 10 formal together.
Yeah. That's another story for another day.
No, for people who aren't familiar with that, you were both after the same girl. Actually, Haim, you were really after her. And
she broke her ankle, got on crutches, and that was the end.
Don't make it sound like that was because I was after her. She broke her ankle. It was an accident. She slipped off the stage. I wasn't chasing it. Okay, keep going.
And you know,
keep going with the tour.
Well, I was going to keep going. Well, I'll just round it off. The School of Nursing graduation ball. But back to you and Fev for a second, Haim, because we've got a great friendship, and I'm worried that. And you're on social media. You know he's got a gripe with you already. I mean, you two can go back to that Year 10 formal where Fev cut your lunch. But he now does have a problem with you, and I think, Fev, this is the appropriate forum for your grievance.
Yeah, it is, Haim, and I'm all for your band. I'm all for you guys.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
But, mate, the drum kit in our studio needs to go, mate.
When you say our studio,
well, I'm pretty sure we're in here and it's ours at the moment.
Oh,
so,
you mean in the radio station studio that they let you in for a few hours and cost millions of dollars, but you're allowed to go in, talk for a bit and go home and call it a job.
Yeah, so pretty much what you do. Pretty much what you do. So
it's the radio station studio. I mean, if you have a problem with it, take it up with Grumpy Dave. I mean, he's the dad of the building. And Dad said I could have a drum kit.
Well, you know how you have Pants Off Friday and you got that little hen that laid the egg over the balcony? You got 1 week of the drum kit's going
on.
Oh, over.
No.
There it is.
Now,
that's where it
you
is.
You hear this music hater. I tour in 2 weeks and then the drum kit will be out of the house and I'll be having exactly the same conversation with my wife. Because the drum kit's out of our house.
You've got a week.
So, I'm not blind, mate. I know what you do in there in the morning. I've seen videos, I've seen Snapchats, and you're just thinking that it's a toy that you can muck around on. It's not made by Tyco, it's made by Roland, one of the top two premium electronic drum kit companies in the world.
Just
it's
top
not
two.
A game.
So it's second.
Okay. So, look, at Cool Boys and the Frontman is obviously where you can follow Hamish and Andy's band, at Cool Boys and the Frontman. Look, this is a little bit of a stalemate because you've asked for an immediate removal of the kit.
No, I've got 1 week.
It's, 1 week.
It's next Monday, it's... See you later.
Mate, I haven't learned the song. I haven't learned the song yet. I've been doing too much fighting with Andy and now I'm fighting with you. I mean, I will need to sit down at some point and get a loose version of the song happening. We're selling tickets.
He's guilt tripping you, Feb. Just let him keep the kid
here. Haim, that's one member of this team that gets annoyed by it. We're all good with it. We're supporting your friend, okay?
I think it would be a nice gesture, Byron, if you could chain yourself to the kit. Fifi,
Dave and Fev. Some great episodes of Neighbours this week, guys. 6:30, Channel 11. Oh. Brooke Butler, the character I play.
Oh, yes.
He's getting up to some mischief. Things are heating up. I won't say any more than that,
ooh,
but we might be approaching the scene I was a bit nervous about, guys.
Oh, I was looking at the paper this morning, Thief, and your family was in the
confidential. I saw the Kennings were all there. I wasn't with them, though.
Yeah.
They've cut me loose.
Cut you loose.
Anyway, so you can see that. Don't miss Neighbours, 6:30, Channel 11, all this week, or just forever, basically, because Neighbours never ends, and that's the beauty of it. Other guest stars are rocking up, though. Now, this is rumour. Rob Mills, Millsy, good mate of ours, he is tipped to make an appearance on Neighbours. Now, it's just rumour and speculation. He's confirmed that he's moving from Sydney to Melbourne, though. Now, what would bring him down here?
Gee, that's juicy, isn't it?
Other than a stalwart show like Neighbours. Okay. So he'd be a great addition to Neighbours. I think that would be fabulous.
He's got a background on Idol as a singer.
Big Brother?
Musical theatre. Not Big Brother.
Definitely
Idol.
Not Big Brother.
Idol.
Interesting. So, look, interesting to get Fief's thoughts on a new cast member. I know Fief, obviously, you know the Neighbours family, and it's been a big part of her life this year. We can actually find out how Fief feels about the new cast member, either by asking Fief, or Fev, if we like, we could go directly to her brain.
So he's actually on it.
No. It's rumoured.
Let's
rumored.
Just tap into the technology.
I went for that role.
Should we tap into Fifi's brain's technology? Yeah, we will.
Connecting to Fifi's brain. Now connected. You can now hear Fifi's brain.
It took us a while to get to your brain, but good morning to you.
Morning! 7 and rainy outside, but sunshine in the studio with this guy around. Look at this, hot stuff.
You're a girl, so get that right. Fifi.
You can call yourself a guy, mate. It's 2016.
If you were me, you'd get your gender right, so you're not me.
Okay.
Oh, so you can't even get your gender right? Oh, that's embarrassing.
It's you!
Mate, just look down, you'll figure it out.
Not me!
Fifi, we'll ask you, firstly, are you actually happy that Rob Mills is rumoured to be joining Neighbours?
Yeah, of course I am. I think that's great. I think Millsy would be brilliant. I'd love to see Millsy acting more. I know he does a lot of stage theatre work. I'd like to see him on the telly.
Yeah, it's fine that he's joined it, but he's got to know where he stands. He's not getting in my trailer, I can tell you that much. That Spine Infinity Pool was built for me and me only. Not even Susan and Toadfish can get in that bad boy. Security have been told to taser anyone on sight if they step foot in that. No one uses that other than the big dog.
I don't have a trailer.
It's not a trailer, it's more of a mansion, you're right.
Right. Fife, again, straight to you. Any tips for Rob Mills when he joins the set?
No, just you'll be welcomed by a wonderful family. And everyone, crew, cast, everyone are so wonderful. It's a wonderful place to work.
Yeah, it is. If everyone sticks to the rules, he should know it. Don't look me in the eye and always refer to me as dame or lady and everyone will be fine. Although, everyone laughs a little too much when they refer to me as Lady Box. I still don't get it, but yeah.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Do you know, when Donald Trump was up on stage doing his acceptance speech last week, I did look at Melania. Well, it was hard to see Melania because their 10-year-old son, Baron, was actually standing next to his dad falling asleep. Poor little thing. It was like 2 a.m. The little boy couldn't keep his eyes open. But his statuesque model wife was standing next to him on the other side. And I looked at her for a minute and went, oh, imagine how Ivana feels right now. And a lot of people may not recall or remember Ivana, but Ivana Trump was the original wife and the mother of his elder children. Mm. And I didn't have to wait long before wondering what Ivana was thinking, because Ivana has done an interview, of course, and she has put her hand up and said, now, you may not realise this, but his first wife was from the Czech Republic. Now, she has come out and she has said, I will suggest to Donald that I be the ambassador for the Czech Republic. So she's now a foreign diplomat in her eyes.
Okay.
She said, this is where I'm from and my language and everybody knows me. Well, your language is clearly not English because that made no sense. I'm quite known all around the world, not only in America. And I feel like I've heard quotes like this before. I've written 3 books. I mean, I feel like I hear that a lot in this studio.
I should be the ambassador here too.
For
your own country. Yep.
So
this is why Australia's great.
Fev's going to work at the Australian ambassador to Australia.
Yeah, make Australia great again.
Yep. I will build a dome. No.
Anyway, so there she is. She wants to be the ambassador to the Czech Republic for America. And she is sitting there going, my ex-husband is the president. This is great. How can I jump on his coattails? The other thing she might be thinking, though, is, why did I let him go? Shouldn't have let him go.
She'd be the first lady.
Yes, of course.
She would never have thought that when they were together.
No, you would not. But that's...
And his other wife that's up there, what's her name?
Melania.
Melania. While we're watching the speech. Little Lulu, whoa, who's that, Dad? And I said, that's Donald Trump's wife. And Lulu said, geez, he's lucky just like you, Dad.
Oh,
ouch.
Oh, that's whoa. So sweet.
That one hurt.
She's a clever kid, isn't she?
Thanks, Dave. Thought you'd just jump on my little coattails there and give me a little nong.
But I don't know whether you can relate to this, but have you ever had an ex move on and do well and then you look up and you go,
yeah, no.
I had one of my exes.
Alex did. Well, got back with her.
Oh, because you looked at Alex and went, what was I thinking?
She's
shouldn't let her go.
All these businesses running, and I'm like, oh, jump back on those coattails.
There you go. Perfect. 13, 10, 60. That's what we're talking about.
That's real love. That.
One of my exes went on to be.
Here we go.
No. I'll stop talking.
Oh, really? No! Did you change your mind?
Oh, yeah. On this show, you always stop talking about your exes.
Come on, jump on board. No, he just happened to be in some movies. And I remember watching him. I was sitting in a cinema watching a movie with Julia Roberts. And I knew him at school. And I looked up and went, oh, he's now in...
You with Hugh Grant?
No! I'm not going to give too much away.
Yep.
But I did look up and I went, oh, maybe that was worth
Julia
hanging
Roberts.
On to.
Who was that?
Just a
Richard Gere?
No!
Anyway, give us a call. It's kind of the one that got away. Shouldn't have let them
it
go.
It is. Have
What's
you
his
ever...
name? Come on.
It doesn't matter. 13 to
Oh, it does.
It does. So. You can't just
no,
go half
No, because I know what happens here. Last no, time I did no. this with Michael Gleeson, you chased him down. He was on the show the next day.
You can't go half-assed at stuff.
No, because... Fev, I'm not even kidding.
You
I don't want to be reunited with every ex in my life. And I know if I say his name, someone's going to hunt him down and I'm going to have an awkward conversation with him. Forget I ever mentioned it. I don't have any exes.
No, you did mention it. It's There's on radio. You mentioned
we'll
it.
We'll argue during the ad break.
I'll think about it.
13, 10, 60. With the one that
don't
got away,
so.
Shouldn't have let them go. Give us a call.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Ivana Trump, Donald's first wife, mother to his three older children, she has come out and said she wants to be an ambassador for the Czech Republic because she's originally from the Czech Republic. And she's decided now that her ex-husband is president, why don't I just jump on his coattails and go for this ride?
I reckon that's a great idea. If you were president, I'd have all my exes as international liaisons. You're in the Czech Republic, you're in Antarctica, you're in Siberia. I would just put them around the world and not have to deal with them.
Well, there would be part of her that would be looking at him and his success and the fact that he is now the president of the United States, thank you, Fev, and saying... maybe I shouldn't have let him go. And this can happen in life. You break up with someone, it might be years later, you see they're successful, they're rich, they're powerful, they're famous, they're anything. You know, they're just they're
Or they're just
better
a nice
looking.
Person.
Or they're just a nice person, they're really happy, and you think to yourself, I shouldn't have let them go.
How many exes are yours? Looking at that billboard. Oh, jeez, I should have jumped on that train. at least just to get half of her stuff.
That is not the case. Rachel from Ormond. Hi, Rach.
Hi, guys.
Rach, have you got any exes in mind? Or do you look and think maybe I shouldn't have let one of them go?
Yeah, so I went to school with a guy and we were best friends and we dated a little bit. He loved me.
Yeah.
I was his first love. And he was a little bit nerdy and I was 17 and not that interested. And now he's on the TV. He's a very well-known reporter back home.
Ooh.
In New Zealand. Every time I go home, I see him on the telly. He's fighting a good fight.
And
you know?
He's probably got a really loving girlfriend or wife and he loved you and you missed the boat race.
All right,
you're really hitting it home there, mate.
I'm just saying.
Thanks, Rach.
Rach, are you in a relationship now?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
Is that where you're going to leave it?
but
Rach!
In fairness,
Rach.
She did what you do.
No, I'll go.
She moved countries to make sure she can get away from him. That's a stealing move.
Rach will find somebody. Plenty of time. Adrian in Pasco Vale South. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, guys.
Adrian, did you let someone go and now you might be regretting it? They've moved on to bigger things?
No, it's actually my cousin's best mate. Back in his high school days, he broke up with Kylie Minogue.
Oh!
Ooh.
So when
and,
she was
Well, he says he broke up with her, but we all give him a bit of flack over that. And, but we reckon it was the other way around.
Because she might have met Jason by then, and it was like time to move on. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. You're never going to really leave her shadow. I mean, Kylie's never going anywhere.
Probably at the point that she's dating Michael Hutchence of NXS.
Yeah.
The dude from Pasco Vale South's probably thinking,
well, at least he dated her.
For a good point.
As a positive.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Guys, I know we've been talking a lot about the president-elect Donald Trump, and it doesn't get into power till around, I believe, Brennan Favola's birthday.
Right on, my friend.
Is it?
20th of January.
Oh, there you go. Look, I've gotten stuck into Trump a little bit, but I do think he's an inspiration. All those people out there that if you are incompetent at your job, you can still get a promotion. Look at Donald. It's wonderful.
Wow.
So, but what a lot of people don't know is when you're president-elect, I don't know if you knew this, V, is that at the moment they share the Oval Office with the president still in power.
Mm.
So Trump gets the mornings and then Obama gets the afternoons. And so it's just for you to warm up. And Trump
shift work.
Yeah, exactly. And Trump, because it's always being recorded in the Oval Office. Not sure if a lot of people know that. But we got our hands on this tape. This was actually the first consultant he got in. So he's just prepping himself before he actually gets into the seat of power. And it was an interesting conversation, I would say.
Okay, so as you already probably know,
I'm going to be president. Like, I'm going to be the best president anyone's ever seen. Believe me, I know presidents, and I'm going to be a great one. And I wanted you here because I wanted to build a giant wall to keep people out. And if anyone knows walls, my people are telling me you know walls. So tell me a little something about your wall.
The wall is 700 feet tall, 300 feet thick, and stretches for 100 leagues. It's made of pure ice and was built 8,000 years ago to keep out white walkers and wildlings.
Wildling? Are they like Mexicans?
No, wildlings are free people. They're good people. I even fell in love with one.
Oh, did you grab her on the...
Excuse me?
Grab her.
No, I heard you the first time. Did you say you were in charge of an entire country?
Oh, yeah. I'm huge.
You remind me of King Joffrey.
Oh, he sounds amazing. People probably would have loved him, because people love me, so they would have loved him.
Sure. So wait, people voted you in by popularity. I never sport like that, and I got stabbed 7 times by my workmates.
So what you're saying, and I need to get this right, you can't help me build my wall. Melania, can you get me the guy in China who built their wall? Thank you for coming. I'm a very busy man. Okay, thank you very much. All right, take your shield and your knife.
Oh, calm your phone. He's one of the creepiest men I've ever met. And I met Ramsay Bolton.
Interesting, isn't it?
Fifi, David, Fev on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Fev, fortunately, you're engaged to your ex-wife, so you never have to go on the dating scene again, where you might find yourself in a position where you have to hold back on something. But then again, everyone knows all your stuff. All your skeletons are out of the closet.
Yes.
Because that's what I want to talk about. When you meet someone and you start dating and there are things you don't want them to know.
Ooh.
And this woman, and I was reading this story over the weekend, she's a woman who has alopecia. And she's finding it hard to date because she doesn't know when to tell the prospective partner or her prospective boyfriend that she has alopecia and that she's wearing a wig and that her eyebrows are tattooed on. And it's interesting because...
It's tough.
Well, it is tough, but, you know, when you make the connection with the right person and somebody that loves you and you love them, it doesn't matter. And I know that because I know somebody who has alopecia and she... I remember in the early stages of her relationship, she was like, when do I let him know? And he said, when she eventually told him, he said, I knew.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I love you. Mm. I think that's beautiful. Mm. I had another girlfriend and she, I've talked about her before. Remember that girl, my friend, who got married at 20 and then at 21 he disappeared?
Mm.
Remember, just walked out of her life and she never saw him again. She was always really embarrassed by that she'd been married before. And I remember her current boyfriend,
I reckon that's a great story to tell people.
Yeah, no, but she was really insecure about it and she didn't know how she ended up in this relationship for about 5 years. She never told him. And I remember, you know, I'd be at their, you know, house and we'd be talking about how they'd been together for 4 or 5 years. And I'd be looking at her going, you've got to tell him. Because every now and then I'd reference the ex.
Yeah, of course you would.
And she'd go, yes, my friend Steve. And I'm like, remember when you were with Steve?
You were angling for her to go, oh, the one that left me.
Yeah, well, I was. Do you know what, Fev, in all honesty? I didn't want to be the one that was responsible for letting the cat out of the bag. She had to let that was her cat to get out of that bag, not mine.
And then did you tell that boyfriend about your exes who seemed to disappear after the breakup? You just get someone to take them out and then they're never seen again?
No, that doesn't happen. But I'm not really good at I don't do secrets well. So I don't think I'd find myself in this position. But 13, 10, 60, what have you held back on? What have you not revealed to a partner? Maybe it is children that you didn't acknowledge, or you didn't let them know you had, or a partner, or an ex-wife. Maybe a criminal record. I've told you that's... No.
Oh, here we go. Yes.
What skeletons?
This is wonderful. I love it when you're tired in the morning.
What did you steal?
No, it wasn't me. No, remember I've told you this story where I was dating somebody and then I was at the airport. I reckon I was at the airport with you, Byron.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
And I was speaking to this guy on the phone. And I hadn't known him for a few weeks. No,
really? And you
that one.
Did you just realise it was only calling once a day because that's all he's allowed to use in jail, just that one phone call?
Well, no, it wasn't that. It wasn't that extreme. But I was at the airport and he was whispering and I said, where are you? And he said, I'm just at my parole meeting. I needed to know that. Sure. I needed to know that when we
You know
met.
You got a thing for Mexican gangsters.
That's and, fair enough. 13, 10, 60. With the information that maybe you didn't quite mention in the early stages of
what
your...
What have you held back? Maybe yeah. what are you still holding back? Come clean now.
Okay, the number is 13, 10, 60. We'll take your calls after this. Fifi, Dave and Fev on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
When you meet someone and you think, oh, this could be a great romance, a great relationship, you think... Should I be upfront about everything? And maybe you've got some skeletons in your closet that you choose to hold back. So we've said 13, 10, 60. Tell us, what have you held back from a potential love interest? Karen from Hurstbridge. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Karen, tell us, what was the secret? What didn't you want your partner to find out about you?
Well, it was actually him.
Oh, what did he keep from you?
His name.
His whoa. Name? What was his name? Greg?
Whoa!
Sorry, you, that's Byron's.
Did you just call
name.
Him miscellaneous or something for a couple of weeks?
That's a good point.
His name's Zach, and I was filling in a card for a marriage or birthday, and said, "How do you spell it?" And he said, "You can spell it any way you like." I said, "What do you mean? I can spell it any way I like?" I said, "How do you spell it? Just spell it with a C or a K." He said, "Take your pick." I'm saying, what do you mean? He said, well, it's not my name. I said, what's your name? He said, it's Evan.
So what happened?
Karen, how long happen? Were you together before you came to this?
Well, 6 months.
What's going on?
And then...
I since married him.
Karen, that's... Wow.
I'm so confused, though. How did Zach turn up? Like, how did you think it was Zach?
Well, he said his name was Zach.
Yeah.
And it was a nickname. Zach didn't have a Zach, had no money... And it just stuck with him since he was 14. So when he introduced himself, he said his name was Zach.
I love that. His name's Evan. You know what, Karen? Honestly, a lot of people, and I imagine your girlfriend, Gabby, probably thought your name was Byron.
Okay.
And your name's actually Greg.
I hate my first name so much that I've used my middle name since I was 17 years old. And every time any phone topic about names comes up, you reveal that my real name is Greg.
Well,
it's clearly...
Don't hold back from listeners either. Don't hold back from the world, Byron. Greg, sorry.
I tell you what, think my name's Fev. It's actually Brendan.
It's a bombshell.
Oh,
people think my name's Captain Hilarious. I'm like, I'm just Thorno, mate.
Calm down.
Not Dave.
I tell you what, it's kind of like Superman Clark Kent, isn't it? You mentioned Gregory. He just like hulks up.
Yeah.
It's just Gregory's got a really short fuse.
Fits of rage.
Maybe if you loved it,
well, let's
stop.
Think. Everyone in this, we've all got different names. Yeah.
What do you mean?
You're real Greg. You're Fiona. I'm Brendan. Dave. Yours is the only real
David.
Name up there. David.
David. Yeah. It's not even Dave.
Jeez, we're fake.
This show so should be called the Fiona, Brendan, Dave and Gregory Show.
David.
Yeah, Gregory. That'd be nice.
That would be great on ABC, guys.
Anyway, we're out of here.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.